Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to AWAI's teleconference series. American Writers and Artists, Inc. is happy to have you join us today as we talk about the world of money-making websites. On the call is our money-making website expert, Nick Usborne. Nick is an online copywriter and optimization expert with over a dozen years of experience. During a career of 25 years in the marketing business, he worked offline and online. Nick is also the author of the critically acclaimed book on writing for the web, NetWords, Creating High-Impact Online Copy, and he is the author of our money-making website program. Joining Nick on the call today is our host, Rebecca Matter. Rebecca is the co-managing partner and director of online marketing for AWAI. She is a marketer with over a decade of experience, and she has successfully spearheaded marketing campaigns for online and off products. She is the managing editor of our Wealthy Web Writer, and she and Nick will talk to you about this remarkable opportunity. Rebecca, it's my pleasure to turn this over to you.
Thank you so much, Denise, and welcome, Nick.
Thank you.
So I just want to start by saying, you know, this program has been very, very successful. Over the course of the year, you've helped numerous people launch their websites and start creating a passive income for themselves. And so I wanted to do this interview today, if you wouldn't mind, to kind of take a step back. You know, it's been about a year since we launched this program, and really go back to the beginning. AWAI has, you know, a lot of new members have joined us. A lot of people are now interested, but really aren't quite understanding 100% what it's all about. So
sure.
So with that, I just kind of want to go back to the beginning and start on the same page. If you could just start off by explaining what exactly is a money-making website.
Well, that's a good and big question. I mean, it can be all kinds of things. You know, Amazon.com is a money-making website. But for the purposes of this program, what this is an opportunity for the regular person to make some money online. And basically, all it is you pick a topic about which you know a certain amount and that interests you so that you feel engaged enough to keep writing it. And because of the way that it's like being a mini New York Times. The New York Times puts out information every day, and then on those pages, they put various links and advertisements and things like that, and they make money when people click on those links. The money-making website model that we describe here is really a junior version of that. So if I use an example of some people may know, I have a site about coffee called coffeedetective.com. I'm not an industry expert, but I like coffee. And so I've, over the years, and it's been like almost 4 years now, you know, there are now hundreds of pages on that website. And on most of those pages, there are, you know, links one way or another which can make me some money. Maybe I'll make a little bit of money out of a click. Maybe I'll make some money out of a sale, you know, when people click through to a coffee merchant. So it's really just a scaled-down version of what the big people do, you know, like whether it's New York Times or whatever. We're publishers of information, and we make a certain amount of money day after day and month after month from each of those pages.
Excellent. So what exactly why is this different from other money-making opportunities with people out there? A lot of people are saying, you know, you can make money online doing this, you can make money online doing that. What makes a money-making website so different?
Well, there are a few differences, and they're all things that I really appreciate. One is that, you know, a lot of opportunities is you're kind of launching something or you're selling something. And so you put a huge amount of work into creating, you know, some kind of product. Maybe it's a course, maybe it's just a download, maybe it's a bunch of videos or whatever. And so you put in all this time, and I mean, typically, I guess the way most people do this is with an e-book. They write an e-book and say, okay, I'm going to sell the e-book. So you spend all the time writing the e-book. then you set up your website or your sales page to sell the ebook, and then you go crazy promoting that page so that as many people as possible find it, and maybe you buy some AdSense ads, some AdWords ads or whatever to drive traffic. And if you do it well, and if you're fortunate, then you make some money over those first, over the first week. After that, things slow down a bit, and you think, okay, well, I made a bit of money there. Now maybe I need to write another ebook. So it's like you put in a huge amount of time, you make a sudden burst of money, which, you know, the big guys swear to you that, you know, they made $50,000 before breakfast. Most of us are lucky to make $500 before breakfast or $50 before breakfast with that kind of model. So it's like, you know, you just have to repeat all that effort over and over again. Like I was saying with my coffee site, it's been up there about 4 years now. And, you know, the page that I wrote 4 years ago is still making me money today.
Wow.
And the page that I wrote 2 years ago. So I'm putting in the time to write the pages, but they never stop earning. I never have to start over again. So it's like work once and watch the money come in indefinitely. Now, you know, I keep working on that. I have to keep adding value and sort of adding pages and, you know, approving comments that people post onto the site and things like that. So it's not like there's no work. And I'm still writing pages, you know, this week that'll make me, you know, that maybe they won't make me any money for a month until kind of people start finding that new page. But after that, the page will keep making me money for years. So that's one thing I like about it, and I think a lot of people like about it, is that it's, you know, you work once and then the income continues indefinitely. And, you know, I have some pages that earn me almost nothing, and then other pages that are absolute star performers and a bunch of pages in between. So it's not like, you know, an automatic win with every page that you write. The other thing that I really like about this as a model is that, you know, I don't have to sell anything. It may sound a little odd coming from a copywriter, but, you know, I don't like selling much. So what I do is, you know, I write these pages. They're editorial. I can focus on helping my readers. I can focus on providing lots of useful information for people who want to find out about coffee. And, you know, I don't sell a thing. You know, I don't have to get clients. I don't have any deadlines. It's not like I'm starting some career where I have to go out and cold call. You know, I can absolutely, literally sit in my pajamas, never have to lift the phone, never have to send a sales letter. All I do is I write the website, make it as useful as possible, and I follow all my own guidelines that are in this program because, you know, there are some things you've got to get right in order for the search engines to find your website and to send you traffic. But I don't have to sell. You know, all I do is I provide links to merchant companies that do sell coffee and coffee makers and things like that. And all I have to do is put on the pages, you know, some contextual advertising links like the Google AdSense, where someone, if they click on that link, you know, maybe I'll make, 25 cents, maybe I'll make a dollar per click. So, like I say, and I think one of the reasons that over the last year a lot of people have appreciated this model is the fact that it's not like they're having to learn a new career. They're not having to launch anything. They don't have to impress anyone or sell anyone or get any clients. You know, they just sit there doing what they enjoy and doing what they know, which is to write about their topic of interest.
And just like you were saying too earlier about the model in general, if you have an hour today, you could go write a page for your coffee website, post it, and basically that project, that page is done. Whereas if you were writing an ebook, you'd write that one page in the hour, and then it would have to sit until the book was finished before it actually ever did anything
for you. That's true. And, I mean, in many ways, I do a draw a comparison sometimes with investing. Is that, and I mean, this is one of the reasons that I started this, is as a freelancer, I don't have a huge retirement fund, and I'm north of 50, and I think about that from time to time. So instead of putting money aside, I'm putting a couple of hours a week aside. Now, when I started on each of my websites, I put in more than an hour or two a week during the early weeks. But once the site is up and running and established, you know, each of my sites, I'll put in maybe 1 hour a week onto each website. And each time I write a page, it's like I'm putting some money into an investment account.
I like it. I like the analogy.
Well, I mean, that's exactly how it works, because it's time I put in. And it's like, you know, it's not, I don't take that time away from, you know, this is part-time. This is like a money-making hobby for me. This isn't how I make my living. It's how I make a kind of second living. So, when I have an hour free or an hour between phone calls or I finish work early for the day, I think, okay, I'll write a page.
And
it's just like putting money in the bank.
And so why did you start this? Did you start it as a second income stream? Did you start it because you had an extra hour every day?
Well, I started it because through some of my other websites about online copywriting, you know, I'd added a few affiliate links and a few, you know, AdSense ads, and I'd noticed that, yes, I wasn't making a huge amount of money, but I suddenly realized, hey, this is a source of revenue. If I could pick a topic and get a lot more traffic and a lot more pages, this could be something. And also, I think I have that, you know, as a freelancer, I've, for the last 25, 30 years, I've been successful, I've made a good living, but I've constantly been aware of the fact that the minute I stop writing, I stop earning. And every single vacation I've taken over the last 25 years, I know that I'm not only paying for the cost of the vacation, I'm also paying for the fact that I'm not earning any money while I'm on vacation.
Very interesting. Yeah, the opportunity cost is greater.
That's right. So, I was very interested in coming up with a second source of income that didn't require me to be at my desk, where it was ongoing, it was passive. And as I said before, I wanted a source of income that didn't require me to rewrite, relaunch, you know, repeat and wash. Just to, you know, I wanted something where I could just do what I enjoy, which is writing. I didn't want to have to sell. I didn't want to have to wonder whether, oh, I wonder if this launch is going to be successful, or, oh, goodness, I wonder if I can hassle so-and-so again to, you know, mention my new ebook in his newsletter or something like that. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do any selling. I just wanted a quiet, consistent source of additional revenue chugging away in the background. And my ultimate plan is that, you know, I will retire from working day-to-day. But in my retirement, my total income will be a combination of the money coming in from all the different sites that I've created. And so long as I take reasonable care, so long as during my retirement years I still keep putting in about an hour a week per website, then, you know, that's it. That's my retirement income.
And so now you said this isn't the way that you actually make your living right now, but I'm sure a lot of people would actually be happy with this revenue. How much do you actually make? How many sites do you have, and how much is that making you now on an annual basis?
Well, I have, I start sites and some work out and some don't. And the ones that don't is simply because I don't follow my own advice. The oldest one is the coffee one, which brings in, on average, about $4,000 a month. It's coffee. The coffee business is surprisingly seasonal. It's, things slow down quite a bit in June, July, August, and they really pick up over, you know, November, December, January. So that's about 4,000. The other websites, which are younger and are still kind of in development stage, probably between them bring in another 2. So, you know, I average from this model, the money-making website model, about 6,000 a month, which you're right, is that's bigger than the average North American income from.
Yeah, and so and doing this on the side, that's not working 40 hours a week. That's working 4 to 6 hours a week. That's a big difference.
Well, but again, to be fair, you know, as during the first month of a website, you know, I put in a lot more time than that to think of it, to do the research, to get the topic right, to put it together, to get the first 20 pages up and published. So, you know, I'll put a lot of extra, you know, I'll maybe put in a 20-hour week on it for the, you know, just to get it up and launched. But yes, after that, everything is, I mean, hey, you can speed it up. I do it that way. You know, I trickle the content. You know, I add a page or two a week to each website because, I have a full-time work anyway. So, you know, that you know, I don't want it to turn into a second job. I don't have to, want to feel that I have to. And in fact, there have been times when I've been very busy and I've ignored these sites for weeks and weeks on end. And it's had no detrimental effect whatsoever. Now, if I ignored them for a year, it probably would begin to. But, you know, for someone who is retired and can put in more time, then the whole thing, you know, works faster.
And so we you know, you launched your first site 4 years ago. We put out this program about a year ago. What about the timing? Is now still a really good time to get started?
Yeah. I mean, in terms of the, you know, the underlying way in which this works, nothing has really changed. Let me explain a little bit about why this works. Is that there are lots of information websites out there. There are millions of them. So in terms of coffee, to use that example again, you know, how on earth can I write a coffee website when there are already thousands of websites out there all about coffee? You know, how can I compete with Starbucks? How can I compete with the big companies that are selling coffee and writing about coffee? Well, the reason is that those guys are all concerned with filling their websites with information about their coffee. You know, the Starbucks website is about selling Starbucks. And what I do is I always look for a little niche, a little area within a topic that is not being well served by the big guys. And in my case, with the coffee site, my niche is beginners. It's people who've never really thought about making gourmet coffee at home. You know, they have a can of Folgers, and that's it. That's as exciting as they've got in terms of their journey into coffee. But maybe they go to Starbucks or whatever and think, oh, this is much nicer coffee. I like this. I like the taste of coffees from different parts of the world. I'd like to make coffee like this at home. Well, it's that group just starting out. And, you know, once I realized that group was not being well served, then I realized I had an opportunity. And lots of the questions, you know, I have people posting questions to the site, which are very, very basic. You know, things like, do you have to grind coffee beans to make coffee? So this is my market. So that's how this thing works, is that there are millions of questions asked online every single day, sometimes through sites like mine, sometimes through huge sites like answers.com. I mean, there are hundreds of millions of questions that are typed into search boxes every single day. And that's where the opportunity lies, because lots of big companies, they don't address those specific questions. They're talking about stuff that's important to their companies, not addressing individual questions from people who are browsing the web. So let me give you another example of how you can beat the big guys. Like, as you know, as part of our last, when we did that training series at the beginning of the year, I started a new website, and it's called badplastics.com. It's all about the toxic chemicals in the plastics that we find in our kitchens and bathrooms and elsewhere in the home. And when I was doing the research for that, I found hundreds of excellent articles all about this topic of people's concern with dangerous chemicals in plastics. I mean, some really high-quality material in all kinds of different websites across the web. But there wasn't a single individual website that covered just that topic. So that's one of the reasons I chose it. I thought, okay, lots of people are interested in this. Lots of people are writing about it. Lots of people are concerned about it. But there is no one place for those people to come to. So that was my niche there. And that's what I'm always looking for is, you know, I want to find something that I'm interested enough in to be interested enough to write about a subject for years. And then I look for a gap. I look for a space. And going back to your original question, is that opportunity still there as it was 4 years ago? Yes, it is, and more and more so. I mean, there are so many people asking questions, and you just need to find that niche where you're interested in the topic, and you think, hang on, this particular set of questions on this particular aspect of this topic is not being well served. I can find a gap.
And so you write about coffee, you write about bad plastics. My first money-making website was about cooking food, and my next one is actually another niche having to do with food. I'm looking through the success catalog, and I'm seeing these great money-making websites from people who have taken your program on meditating. We've got life after stroke, raising rabbits, organic gardening. I mean, a whole website on ADHD and bipolar disorder. Can you really write on any topic? I mean, it really does look like it.
Well, hey, that's always a tricky question. It's come up before. Can you write on any topic? Probably not, but you can write on... Well, let me try and answer that one again. There are a couple of things you need to do. If you have a topic and you say, oh, look, I'm really interested in gardening, you're probably going to have a problem getting traffic and making money if your website is just about gardening, because there really are a lot of very well-established websites on that topic. So, but if you're interested in gardening and you think, hey, but I'd really like to do this, you have to take a slice of that topic. So let's look at how that can work. We've got gardening in general. And then a slice of the gardening topic might be garden ponds. All right, so now we've taken a much narrower part of the gardening topic. So, you know, you could probably write a wonderful website all about garden ponds, decorative ponds, ponds with fish, pond plants, pond building kits and liners and filters and fountains and rock decorations. And I mean, you could write hundreds of pages about garden ponds. Now, if you take it a slice further and you said, okay, let's do a site about garden pond bridges. Now, I mentioned that because a few years ago I did some research on keywords, and you should probably ask me a question about that in a minute. And I did some keyword research on garden pond bridges, and the results were fantastic. And well, let me just explain that a little bit now for people who are not familiar with the term. A keyword is simply a word or a phrase that people type into a search box at Google or Yahoo or Bing or wherever else. So anything that types in is by definition a keyword or a phrase if it's more than one word. Some phrases, like if you type in the word garden or gardening, when you look on that search page, you will find that there were 33 million results found. That means that there's huge competition among websites for people who search for the word gardening. That is a very high supply, all right? It's also probably quite a high demand. You know, there's probably lots of people who want to learn about gardening. What you want to do for a money-making website is have pages on your website that are focused on phrases where there is significant demand. In other words, plenty of people are typing in the phrase garden ponds, but there is much more limited supply. Maybe instead of 30 million results, there are, you know, 13,000 results. You want good demand and fairly low supply. And that, again, that this is part of, you know, I've been talking about this broadly, but as you get into the program, there are specific steps you need to go through to make this work. And that is one of the most important ones, is find a topic where you can write on pages that answer people's questions or interests relating to these phrases they type into search engines. And for those phrases, you want pretty good demand. You want a good number of people searching with that phrase, but not many websites and web pages that come up in the results for that phrase.
And that concept may be a little bit complex for some people. Just
yeah.
If you're listening to this for the first time, that might seem like, oh, my gosh, I have to do what kind of research? But I would like to say, as somebody, you know, who I've seen people go through the program from scratch, you explain this very clearly in the program. And then the training program that comes along, you know, that training program that we ran at the beginning of the year,
yeah.
it was interesting to watch people walk through that process. And I love the fact that we're giving everybody who has this program access to those sessions, because I think watching other people go through the process of choosing their websites is useful and will help all of this make sense to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, just to finish the illustration of that point, like gardening is hopelessly huge in terms of demand for the, you know, there are so many, there are, I mean, supply, there are so many websites about gardening. But then I did I did some of this research on keywords for garden pond bridges. And in fact, the figures there are fantastic. Well, they were a few years ago. I haven't checked recently. And I thought, oh, this is amazing, because there was good demand, but almost no websites really focusing on garden pond bridges. And then I stopped and I thought, well, hang on, how many pages can I write on this topic? It's like, you know, there's a, you know, I can write about, there are so many different things to write about when it comes to coffee. But when it comes to garden pond bridges, can I really write, you know, over the years, can I really write 100 or 200 pages? Probably not. So this is the, and like you say, this all of these steps are walked through very carefully and very simply in the program. But this is the kind of thinking you do. You kind of juggle in your head like, oh, I'd love to write about such and such, but I need to find a niche within that broad topic, and I need to find a niche where the search engines will, you know, will list my website, you know, high up in the results. So there's a technical aspect to it, but it's not trickery, you know. It's not like, when I said there's a technical aspect, it's not like, oh, you know, here is the hidden secret of. I mean, none of this is a hidden secret. You know, you can go to the Google webmaster page and they'll tell you all the same, they'll tell you exactly how to build a web page or a website so that Google will like it. None of this is kind of hidden secret information. The magic of this program really is the way in which we go through it so that people with no experience of building websites or making money online at all can just follow the steps and create something that works.
And I think by walking through that process, along with choosing a good topic, you have the confidence that you picked the right topic, which I think that that's so valuable, especially in this space as well, that you're not really on your own. You've given a great structure for just follow these steps, and it'll lead you to a good topic in the area that you're interested in.
Yeah, that's right. So one of the things in the program at the beginning, I'm saying, okay, you know, on a sheet of paper or a spreadsheet or however you want to do it, create a list of 10 potential subjects. And then as we go through, like, chapter by chapter, section by section, you know, we look at each topic and say, well, you know, is this strong in this area, weak in this area, et cetera. And then ultimately what you do is you end up with the one topic where, it may not be super strong in every area, but it's strong enough in most. And you say, okay, this is the one I'm going to go with.
So you were talking about not being, you know, it sounds kind of techy and it does sound kind of overwhelming. How do you actually get the website online? You know, is that all covered as well?
Well, we don't really kind of tell you, you know, go to this supplier to host your website, or, you know, use this tool or this system. We certainly suggest a few, so we give people a starting point. And in fact, in the group site, there's a lot of discussion on that from that last series, where people are talking about their choices when it comes to, you know, how to build the website and where to get the domain name and where to do the hosting.
And the group site, for everyone listening, that's just a members-only area that we have for everyone taking the program, as well as for Nick to participate, so that we can all stay motivated, bounce each ideas off of each other, and kind of gear each other in the right direction. If we find a new tool, a new resource, something that worked, a way of writing copy that we found to be effective, we all shared in that one space.
Right. Right. And I think that is... The program, when we first launched it, was very well received, but I feel just personally a lot more comfortable now that we have that group site, because, you know, it just automatically makes me much more available to everyone and makes me much more accountable to everyone. But it's worked out really, really well. And what happens is that, you know, there are hundreds of people there, and the aggregate knowledge, you know, there's a bunch of people there who come up with suggestions I hadn't thought of, and I think, hey, that's fantastic, that's great. Or they'll suggest resources that I hadn't found. That's been a really good aspect of this. But from the technical point of view, hey, I think people ask me, like, how internet savvy or web savvy do I have to be? And my answer generally is, you know, if you know how to use Facebook, you know, you just have to be, hey, there are two requirements here for this. One, you need to enjoy writing. You certainly don't have to have any professional background in writing. You don't have to have any qualifications as a writer. But to succeed, I do think you need to enjoy writing and enjoy sharing information and knowledge with other people. If you don't enjoy writing, the whole thing probably becomes a bit of a grind. The other thing is that you need to certainly have a certain comfort level with the web. You certainly don't need any technical experience or expertise. You don't need to know how to do coding or designing or web programming, because there are tons of tools out there that make this very, very simple now. So, if you can use Facebook, you can do this, you know.
And so just to finish up and kind of make sure that everyone's on the same page, how exactly do you make money from a money-making website?
Hey, there are lots of ways of doing it. I'll talk about three that I do, say, with the coffee site. One, like I said, is if you go to a Google search page and you put in a term, down the right-hand side you'll see a bunch of text ads and probably the first three listings on the page with a little kind of tone color behind them. These are paid-for ads. This is called AdWords. And you can, as a publisher, which is what you become when you create a money-making website, as a publisher, you can host those ads. So Google's not the only player, but they're certainly the largest. So if I write a web page on the topic of manual coffee grinders, so a particular kind of coffee grinder, and I put in my AdSense code, I just paste it into the page there, what happens is that the Google computer thing matches their advertisers with the content of my page. So all these AdSense ads come up, and most of them are either for manual coffee grinders or coffee grinders. So Google automatically matches. This is why it's called contextual advertising. They match the advertiser to the specific content on your page. So if someone clicks on that link, the revenue is shared between Google and the publisher, that being me. So the advertiser who bought that ad, like the manufacturer of manual coffee grinders or the retailer, says, okay, I'm prepared to pay up to $1 a click. When someone clicks, then you get a slice, and you know, maybe you'll make 25 or 30 cents or 40 cents or 50 cents. It's going to depend on the advertiser and their keywords and their bidding. So that's one significant way that I make. Probably half my income from Coffee Detective comes from AdSense ads, because thousands of people go there each day, and a certain proportion click on those links. And each time that happens, there's a little bit of money falls into my Google AdSense account. So that's one way. The other way is that, you know, I look for merchants who have affiliate programs. An affiliate program basically is if I put their link or their ad on my website. So let's say I find a coffee maker. Well, actually, no, the biggest example, say, would be Amazon. You sign up. They don't call it affiliate. They call it associate. So you sign up for the Amazon Associate Program. I then put a link or an image with a link on my website for a coffee maker or a manual coffee grinder that can be found at the Amazon website. Now, that link or that ad has a code in it, and that code identifies me as a publisher. So if someone clicks on that ad or link, and it takes them to the Amazon.com site, and then they buy that coffee grinder, I get a commission on that. Maybe it'll be 6%, 7%, 8%. It all depends on how much you sell through Amazon, how much they will pay you. Now, the thing with the AdSense, with the contextual links, is that I get paid if someone clicks, but I get pennies usually, or, you know, if I'm lucky, a dollar or something. With an affiliate program, generally, you don't get paid for the click. You only get paid if the visitor to Amazon actually makes a purchase. So those are the two principal ways, but there are others. Like I also have on my coffee site, I have a, you know, it's a short booklet for people who really are beginners, and it's just a basic introduction to making coffee at home and the equipment and the kind of coffee you want to buy. And, you know, I sell it for $6 or $7. So, you know, that's an ebook. It's a download. I don't get a huge amount of sales from that. I get most of my sales through the contextual link, contextual advertising and the affiliate marketing. Other people have started off that way and then said, hey, I can sell, you know, something bigger. I can sell a book through here, or I can sell my services through here. But what I like about the main two ways that I do it, through contextual advertising and affiliate programs, is that I don't have to do anything. I just put the link in there. I don't have to deal with customer service. I don't have to ship any goods. You know, again, for me, it's I can go away for a month and nothing bad's going to happen. You know, even if someone buys one of my ebooks when I'm away for a month and they write back the day after saying, oh, it isn't what I wanted, could I have my money back? That's a problem if I'm away for a month. So what I really like about this sort of passive income stream is that everything is taken care of for me.
I like it. You can go on vacation, set it, and forget it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, let's actually get into the program a little bit. What exactly does the program cover, you know, the nuts and bolts of it?
Well, it's written in a sequential manner, like to help you get started where you need to start and then take you through it. So first of all, it explains the kind of underlying concept and the process and why this works and how it works. Then you get into a piece about a section about choosing a topic, which is very important. Once you've chosen your topic, we then get into, you know, how to create content for your website. And then, of course, once you've done that, you finally get to the stage where you're going to publish your website. Then there's a section on how to, you know, get traffic, how to get people visiting your website, and how to increase the number of people who visit your website. You know, so we've chosen a topic. We've written the website, we've published the website. Now we go into how to increase, you know, your traffic and have lots of people coming to your website. At that point, once you've got your website up and you've got a reasonable amount of traffic, then towards the end of the program, it gets into, okay, now's the time to look at different ways to monetize that traffic. And in that sense, like going back to the beginning of what I said earlier, you know, we're the same as the New York Times. You have content. Create an audience, and once you have an audience, you have an opportunity to monetize those readers. And it's the same process with the money-making website.
And so at the end, I'll actually be able to get my website live and put it up. Great.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can do this with the program alone takes you through the whole process so that you end up with a website that is up, getting traffic, and making money. There's something I always like to say about this program is this is not get rich quick. You know, you're not going to be a millionaire by Tuesday or, you know, make $50,000 before breakfast tomorrow. This is, you know, this is like where you put in the time now, just hour by hour, and the income grows. You know, like the Coffee Detective makes me about $4,000 a month. It was probably, you know, over a year until I got to that point of that kind of income. And in fact, for that website in particular, that first year was very slow in terms of getting traffic. So, you're going to find that suddenly, you know, you put it up and once it's up, after a month or two, you'll say, oh, goodness, I made $30. And it can be discouraging. But this is where, like, being really persistent and patient pays off, because my Coffee Detective website, like, after about 9 months, was paying me $30 a month. And looking back, I can't believe I stuck with it. But I'm glad I did. And now other people do much faster. And I've had other websites that start generating income faster than that. But it's really hard to have a hard and fast rule there. Is sometimes you'll start making hundreds of dollars a month within, you know, 2 or 3 months. Sometimes you'll make more, sometimes it'll be less. But so long as you've followed the instructions in the first few sections of the program, you know, it'll work. It'll work. Like I say, when I look back at websites that I've started where it hasn't worked, it's been because I haven't followed my own advice. I can always track back as to why a website didn't work. And it's because I got too enthusiastic, I wanted to work too fast, and I didn't think it through.
And so how long do you think the course, on average, would take someone to complete?
Well, if you lock yourself in the basement, you can probably read it in a weekend. But that's not the same as really absorbing and practicing and researching and kind of doing the work to make the website happen. But I think, you know, certainly if you've read the course, what I suggest to people is they read through the whole thing from beginning to end so they get the full picture in their mind of what this is all about and how it all works. Then you go back to the beginning and you start really putting in the work because, you know, I include lots of suggestions there of, you know, if you want to help looking for a topic, here are a whole bunch of ways to do it. Here are some sites you can go to research. Here are some other sites you can go to that might give you some ideas on topic selection. So that's when you start putting the work in. And, you know, I'd say as a rule of thumb that it's, you know, if you're serious about this, I think you can go from beginning to then having your website up and getting visitors within a month. I think that's reasonable.
Well, and if you think about the success catalog, you know, we did that 7-week program.
Right.
And the fifth or sixth session was the site reviews. So people
right.
already had their websites up and were active by
right.
the end of that program.
Right. And again, it all depends on, you know, I have to be careful because I always think of it from my perspective where I'm doing this very much part-time. For someone who can apply, you know, more hours in the day, obviously it all happens faster. But yeah, you're right, with the in that catalog, and I don't think we've mentioned yet that people, you know, have we give everyone access to that, yes, the catalog?
Yes, and so when you sign up, for those of you listening on the call, when you first signed up, on the final page, there was a link to access this catalog that we've been referring to. And what that catalog is are people who have gone through the program, have posted their websites, and are sharing their websites and their experiences with you, just so that you can kind of get a feel as to how wide the topics really are, what their experience was with the program. And if for some reason you missed that link, I'll make sure that you get it when we send out the playback instructions tomorrow for this call. So either way, you'll have that catalog.
And just as important, like if you listen to me talking now and us talking now, and you think, well, of course they're trying to make it sound good. So if you want to take what we're saying with a pinch of salt, you can actually read about what people have done with this. And it just brings a smile to my face every time I go through the catalog, because from the point of view of someone writing a program like this, it's wonderful to see people that have done it and to hear about their experiences.
And that's saying a lot, because we all know that you don't smile that much.
I do, at least twice a week, whether I need to or not.
Twice a week. Very good. And so that training program, it was amazingly successful, and I am very happy to hear that you're willing to do this all over again starting May 3rd, correct?
That's right. Yeah, well, originally we talked about basically, because we recorded the first set of sessions, and I know we first talked about basically, you know, making those recordings available to people who were getting the program, you know, now. And of course it makes sense because we've already put in the work and we've done the recordings, but it certainly struck me that it wouldn't be quite the same if it wasn't live. Because one of the things we did with all those sessions is that I spoke, you know, for 45 minutes, and then we opened up the lines and we had some Q&A. Well, if we just gave people the recordings, they'd be having the Q&A from the previous group. So I think it's much more valuable that we do it again live and that people really can call in live and ask their questions. And it also makes a lot more sense that, you know, after the call and the Q&A, then people can go back to the group site, they can discuss it, they can ask me questions, and we're all on the same page because we've all been listening to the same call at the same time. So I think that's much better for everyone that we do this again completely live.
Well, I completely agree, but again, that is extremely generous of you. I can't think of many people who would, you know, most people create information products to, again, just put it out there and let it go. And the fact that you are continually dedicated to helping people succeed, both through these programs and through the ongoing support on the forum, I think it's an amazing thing.
Well, it's the way that works best for me.
Well, that is awesome. Is there anything else that you'd like to add as far as people doing this, joining us on the training program, anything else, any other points that you'd like to make?
Well, I would say that for everyone who's, you know, I'm often find myself in the same position. I'll listen to a teleseminar, and there's a product pitched at the end, and I think about it, and, you know, I'm always slightly cautious, and I guess we all are. What I would say is that if you have a sense that this is something that you want to do sometime, now is a good time to make that leap because of the live training we're going to do. Now, this is our second group of live training. I don't know whether we'll do this live again. I mean, if the demand is there, we might, but I don't know for sure. We certainly haven't planned anything. And that, you know, I would never have guessed quite by how much that live training and that the group site contributed to people's success. You know, we have that catalog of 30 websites, and I know we've got a ton more lined up for the second edition of
the catalog. A ton more already in, yeah.
All right. I don't think that would have happened without the live training. And I'll tell you why. Is that, well, all kinds of reasons. But I think the principal one was that we all held each other to account. We were all in the same boat. Because I started a website myself at about the same time. Everyone was at the same time, at the same point in the process. When people had questions, others jumped in with answers. Like in terms of support and encouragement and information, it was amazing. And we all had deadlines. You know, we had to get to a certain point by a certain time. And I think that was invaluable. And I think if we tried to create that catalog of websites without the training, you know, I don't think we'd have nearly as many, and I don't think they'd be nearly as good. So if this is something that you think that you'd like to do, then I would jump at the chance now, because you're going to get the program and the training, and in fact, it's going to be even better than the people who took the first training, because you're going to have access to the group site where all these successful site builders are. They're still there. You know, the training finished, and we said at the end, hey, we should keep this site open. You know, we didn't plan to keep it open, but everyone was still, you know, submitting thoughts and questions and encouragement. So, you know, they'll all be there. So people who've been through the process, if you ask a question, it's not only other people on this training session group that will be there to answer, but the people who've been through it before will be there to answer. So I don't know whether we're going to do this a third and a fourth time. I mean, I just really have no idea. So I think there's just a huge advantage to get into the training session and the group site in addition to having the program. And it doesn't cost, there's no extra cost involved.
Well, that's what I think is so amazing, the fact that you agreed to do this training program for free. And in addition to the point, you know, even if we do it again, the first group is already up and going. Their sites are live. And so even if you were to put it off right now and wait to see if we do it again, think of all that time wasted between now and then. Your website
right.
could have been up. You could already be driving traffic by then.
Right.
So you're really just
right.
delaying the revenue stream to start by putting
it
off.
And I mean, that's true, because this is a, like I say, it's a kind of drip, drip, drip. You know, you just create a page. Well, you start off creating a block of pages, and then you just add a page, a page, a page, a page. And yeah, I sometimes think that way, that, you know, I'll write a page that suddenly I start making revenue from, and I think, oh, man, if I'd put that page up, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago, that would be an extra, whatever, $1,000, $2,000 in my pocket.
I'm guilty of that too. You know, I started a new website with the training program, the last one, and didn't launch it. And every week that goes by, I'm just kicking myself because I know it's just one more week down the toilet. That site could be up and it could be live. And so I think that's just get in there and decide that you're going to do it now. And plus, there's a year guarantee on this program, which is something that we don't do very often.
Right.
But, you know, you were so sure that people could do this that you agreed to let us give a year guarantee, which to me just shows how confident you are in this process and in this program.
Yeah, you shouldn't mention that. That's an outrageous guarantee. But
I got you.
True.
You were happy. You were smiling that day that I got you to agree to it.
Well, it's part of like what I hope people find with this program and the training and everything is that there's a kind of level of transparency that you don't get with a lot of kind of, you know, online money-making programs. Is that here, you know, I am available. It is live. You do get, you know, you can ask for your money back for a whole year. It's like, and I know you and I have talked about this, that we really want it to be totally transparent, totally honest, and totally removed from the hype that you often get with the, you know, sales pitches for, you know, online money making.
Absolutely. And so for everyone on the call today, you've probably seen promotion that's gone across by now. If not, I just want to make sure that you're aware of all of the details. Everything ends on April 23rd, which is this Friday at midnight. At midnight Eastern Time, all of the order devices and promos roll to our regular standard offer. So until Friday, if you sign up before Friday, April 23rd.
No, it's not this Friday. That's tomorrow. Tomorrow.
No, it is. It's April 23rd. Today's the 19th, Nick.
No, it's not.
It's April. Just let me. It's
oh,
April
you're right. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It's fine. It's April 23rd, as I was saying. You'll save $100 off the program. You'll get attendance to Nick's 7-part training series that's starting on May 3rd. And that includes the entire series. That's access to the group site. And, again, Nick answers every question. There was never a time where we got to the end of the session and someone had one more question and it didn't get answered. Every question, whether it's about your website, someone else's website, picking your topic, AdSense, anything that you have gets answered. So you're not doing this alone. And you'll have your website up and running in June. If you follow the program, just like the people in that success catalog that you see, they went through the program and 7 weeks they had their website live. So if you're interested and you want to sign up, which I highly recommend that you do because, again, you have a full year to change your mind. You're going to go to www.writemoneymakingwebsites.com, and that's plural, websites, writemoneymakingwebsites.com, or you can call member services, you know, call Barb, Jackie, Debbie, all the girls in member services at 866-879-2924. And if for some reason you have any questions whatsoever, I invite you to email me directly. My email address is askrebecca@awaionline.com, and that'll make sure that you get the answer to your question before the deadline. Normally, I would have you email member services, but I want to make sure that you get your questions answered so that you can take advantage of this. This opportunity is huge. Nick agreed to do this training live all over again. We don't know if we're going to do it for sure, and even if we do, why would you want to delay this revenue stream? Anything else you'd like to add, Nick?
No, I think we've covered what people need to know. And like you say, if there are any questions, they can email you.
Exactly. Well, great. Thank you so much, Nick. I really appreciate your doing this again.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And I'll see you on May 3rd.
Yes.
All right. Bye-bye.